so much.
He's always having such a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Timmy.
Timmy.
Little lamb with a lot to learn.
It's daytime.
Oh, yeah. That song is so right, man. Before we get into our next guest, I got an email here. It's about Crozier.
This isn't going to be
good. The subject is shaving cream. Hey, Conway, you're a coward. Crozier's the last real guy in radio or TV in L.A. This is not going well. And that says, F you, the whole F word. F Burbank. I don't know why Burbank took a shot. And then F your, how about this? Then F you skinny girl. Oh, Belio took a shot. Or maybe he's talking about me.
Thank you.
Why don't you grow some balls?
Jeez.
If I ever see you in Home Depot, I'm going to shave your whole body with a wallpaper scraper. All right.
This guy sounds really nice.
Those hurt.
Making friends.
Hey, look, it's guys had a rough day. Right. Although now when I'm in Home Depot, I'm looking for looking around.
Wallpaper scrapers.
And I'm like, that guy with the kid, is that him? I don't know. That guy who's angry as hell, is that him? I don't know. All right. All right, let's get to our guest here. It's John Papadakis, Petros Papadakis' father, who was a restaurateur in Los Angeles for a long time. And now he's got some issues over the city of Los Angeles and what they're doing to one of his pals. John Papadakis, welcome to KFI. How are you, sir?
Good, good. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, man, you're the best. I get so much joy when your kid comes on.
Petro, but he's my misguided missile.
Yeah, we also like it when Petros comes on, too. All right. Hey, so you used to own a restaurant. You used to own one of the great Greek restaurants in the history of Los Angeles. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was called Papadakis Taverna, and I had it for 4 decades.
Wow.
So, yeah, I've worked for myself since I was 23, and I've been very fortunate that way. The Taverna was a dream come true because it's what I had to offer, you know, being
right.
A Greek-American. And the public accepted it so beautifully. And being a restaurateur, you know, it's a very special profession. Many people understand that your marriage is like a double marriage. You're married to a woman and you're married to your restaurant as well. Not everyone is married to their job.
Right, but you're currently still with your wife, but you divorced your restaurant.
Well... one or the other has to go after a time in the restaurant.
Yeah, but from what I understand, and I came to the game late, so I wasn't fortunate enough to have ever been to your restaurant. But from what I understand, it was sold out every single night.
It was a busy restaurant. There were times when we were hurting economically. Most of the years we flourished, but this is a very crux of what. Why I wanted to speak with you because
right, but I'm sorry, John. Hold, John, one sec.
Yeah,
your son Petros was a waiter at your restaurant.
He was one of them.
Okay, give us your opinion of his ability to take somebody's order, grab the food, and service the company on a scale of 1 to 10. How would you rate Petros as a waiter?
Outstanding as a waiter because he could take responsibility for people and deliver to them.
Wow.
The same way he does on the radio, the same way he did on the football field for his team. He delivers, you know.
Yes.
You give him a responsibility and he takes care of it because he cares about what the people, you know, think and feel about him. And he wants to impress them. He wants to move them.
Right. And now he's walking around the peninsula with a knife in his pocket.
Well... you know, you give him the freedom of the radio. I would never put him on the radio. But
oh,
my goodness.
He's the best, man. Every time I know he's coming on, I know yeah. We're in for some, you know, 9 or 10 solid laughs in that segment, man. That guy's the best. Hey, all right, so your buddy owns a restaurant near downtown L.A. that's a staple, and now they want to tell him what to do with it.
Well, that's what's regrettable because this man, you know, his family's labored 94 years. With that restaurant.
What's the name of the restaurant?
Years. And you don't own a restaurant that long of a time unless you're your own landlord. Because there are lean years when you can't even make rent, let alone income.
What's it called, Taxi?
And the fact that you own the restaurant keeps you in business. So it's a very, very difficult proposition to be a tenant in a restaurateur.
What is it, Bella? What's the name of the restaurant?
It's called the Tay Restaurant.
T-A-I-X.
On Sunset. T-A-I-X.
And is that French food?
Yes. Yes, it is. But it was originally called Le Frère Tay. That means the Brothers Tay. You've heard of the Brothers Grimm. You've heard of the Brothers Karamazov. This was the Brothers Tay. And it's the oldest restaurant in Los Angeles, I believe.
Wow. And so and he owns the property, right? And a lot of people went there after Dodger Stadium. After the Dodgers win, you go get some French food.
Well, a lot of people went there day and night because it was open 7 days a week, you know, unlike many restaurants, day and night. And it was always accessible and always available to people. And it was a place people would meet. You know, it's a social institution, so to speak, in that Echo Park neighborhood.
Right. And he owned the property as well.
Well, if he didn't, he wouldn't be open 94 years. That's the point I'm trying to make. There were times that in my own restaurant where I couldn't pay myself rent, let alone income at all. But the fact that I owned the property kept me in business. And this is the tragedy with most restaurants and why they go in and out, because they don't or they can't own the property. And you can only own the property after you scrimp and save,
right?
And you don't pay yourself, and you know, pay everything off over the years.
John, when you started the restaurant, the Papadakis, yes. Taverna, right?
I was a tenant. I rented.
And then how many years did you rent before you bought the property?
6 years. 6 years after... I was allowed to buy. Finally, they allowed me to buy the property. I begged them for many years.
That's a relatively short period of time to own a restaurant and then buy the property.
Well, you must. If you don't, you're not going to be in business.
No! I get it. But I'm telling you, I'm complimenting you, that that's a very short period of time. Most people who own restaurants don't own the property after 6 years.
We were blessed with good business. We turned away more people than we served.
I didn't know that. Is that a true story?
Of course it is. I remember one night I got a call from Joseph Mankiewicz. You know who he is?
Yeah, the son of Sam.
There's a movie about him right now. He called me and he said, you know, I'm coming down from Malibu. I'd like a table of 5 at 8 o'clock. And I said, Mr. Mankiewicz, I'd love to have you. I would love to have you in this restaurant. Geez, I've, you know, worshipped you since I was a kid, but I'm completely booked. I don't have any room. He says, this is Joe Mankiewicz. I'm coming down with 5 people from Malibu. I'll be there in an hour. Have my table ready.
Wow.
I said, Mr. Mankiewicz, what would you say to me if I demanded a part in one of your movies? And he hung up. And you know what? I wasn't being flippant or arrogant.
That's great.
I apologized. I told him I was sorry. And then he got demanding. The point was is that you couldn't get into my place.
Wow.
Unless you arranged it in advance. You know,
did the kids have any desire to take it over? Did Petros want to take it over?
Nobody wanted to take it. Nobody wants to play me, for crying out loud.
Right. Hey, by the way, John, I heard from my, I'm not going to say who told me this, but somebody in your family said, when you get in the car, you're like me, whoever's driving runs that radio.
Of course.
Yes. Like a real man. You don't ask the kids in the back what they want
to
listen
to. You need to hear.
All right, well, hold on 1 sec. I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second. John Papadakis is with us here. He owned a beautiful restaurant, Papadakis' Taverna. Bella, did you ever eat at the Papadakis restaurant? Were you here long enough?
No, I had an opportunity and didn't take advantage of that.
I got a text from a guy who hosts a show here on weekends. I'm not going to say his name, but he says, Papa Taverna was effing phenomenal. So amazing, alive, and buzzing every time I went there. That's kind of cool, right?
That's one of my big regrets, not having gone to that place.
Too. Yeah, me too. Let's open it back up. You know, get Petros off the air. It'll be the money show, and he can open the restaurant. We can all go there. Right?
Sounds good to me.
Apparently, he's a good waiter.
Yes. He can run the place. You and I will do, we'll do the Greek dances, right? And maybe do a live remote there every once in a while. We got to open this place back up before those recipes disappear.
Let's do it.
All right. We're going to be back with John Papadakis, Petros Papadakis' dad. And he's got he owned one of the world's greatest restaurants for 40 years in Los Angeles. And I know there's a lot of people listening to this show who either work at restaurants or own restaurants. Maybe we can learn a thing or two from this man. KFI AM 640.
In the sweet summer past.
This is John Papadakis.
You found your heart at last. Now you will search your whole life through for the smile your heart once knew.
Wow, it's like Frank Sinatra.
After that summer passed.
All right, John Papadakis is with us. John, does anybody compare you to Frank?
More like Tony Bennett.
All right, that's a compliment, right?
Yo, big time.
All right, let's talk about this restaurant, this Thai restaurant,
let's
right?
Let's talk about the restaurant in question. It's called the Thai restaurant.
And you're pissed and, because the city of Los Angeles is going to make them, you know, he wants to build a restaurant with apartments on top, and they want to keep the restaurant the way it is.
Well, it's a waste of property just being the way it is. There's housing needed in the city.
That's right.
And the city's got to understand that. But think about the predicament he's in. He struggled to keep his restaurant open all these years. They closed him down, forced closed him for 15 months.
Wow.
Well, more than a year. That would kill any type of retail business that depends on everyday sweat and everyday money.
Sure.
And besides that, he's in a lost art. His restaurant serves three or four courses of food. They serve soup and salad with the entree, with the dinner. Mm-hmm. Who does that nowadays?
Nobody.
So if a guy knows how to throw a newspaper on a driveway, he can work in any restaurant checking out pizza and all the other, you know, very mediocre food they serve everywhere. This is fine French cuisine. You know, they get their recipes directly from Le Scoffier. Their Bordelaise sauce, I used to go and just to drive to L.A. just to buy a pint of it.
Wow.
And then tell people I made it. You know, when I served people at home and I made a big filet roast and something and cut it up and use the sauce. Anyway, this is a great art form.
Wait,
and
so has the city decided?
Not only that, they had multiple banquets going at the same time.
Right, but has
three public dining rooms full and multiple banquet rooms full.
Has the city?
And all delivering great cuisine and on time. That's something very few can.
Has the city decided that they're going to make him keep his establishment the way it is?
He's still haggling with the city regarding the vote. He's hoping for a favorable vote.
Right, but if he has to keep it the way he is, he may not be in business for the next 5 or 10 years.
He won't be in business. He can't be in business. Not the way it was.
So the city of Los Angeles is going to ruin that business.
They've already choked him out of business. What they have to do is let the thing, and I think they will. Cooler heads will prevail because housing is such an issue in town, and they're offering 170 living units in their new plan.
Wow.
And many are low income, so there's no way they could stand in their way.
Plus,
as a matter of fact, they should empower and help them in every way they can.
And, John, look, if you're going to live in an apartment, wouldn't you love to have, 7 days a week, the smell of great French food cooking downstairs?
Isn't that the way it is in every great city in this country? In New York, San Francisco, the great food city, New York, San Francisco, New Orleans.
Yep.
You know, there's restaurants on the ground floor of every development.
Hey, do you have a recipe book for all the recipes, your family recipes?
I won't give them away.
You won't sell them?
I won't. Many of them were original. Like my music, the song you just played, I wrote the lyrics to.
Oh, I didn't know that. What about your soup? The Greek
lemon soup.
Yes, the lemon chicken soup.
There's a secret to that soup. There's a secret. You have to separate, you know, the yolks from the white of the egg before you combine it. And then when you combine it, you have to make a certain sound. But you know,
what's the sound?
Almost like a bird sound.
Can we hear it? Oh, that's pretty cool. It sounds like a laugh.
Oh, I honestly can do it in the morning, not in the evening.
Oh, there it is again.
Anyway,
more soup.
Well, I'm happy that you think of the avocado lemono soup because that's like the Greek panacea. You know,
the Jews have the
matzo ball soup or the chicken soup? The chicken soup.
Right.
And we've got the avocado lemono, which means egg and lemon.
That's right. John, I really appreciate you coming on. I hope this guy wins, and he's got a great friend in you.
Well, I admire him as a man and as a restaurateur. It's a special thing. It's restaurateurs are the princes of the city, and there's so few of them, real ones left, and Mike Tay's one of them.
And you're welcome to come back on any time. You have an open invitation here.
Thank you for having me and supporting my friend.
Thank you, Zen. How do you say goodbye in Greek?
You can say good health to you. Say Yasu.
Yasu.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, I'll probably get fined for that, right? Probably means a-hole. Right? Yasu. Hey, Russ, you're a Yasu.
Thanks, Conway. Good health.
Your mom.
I hope it means good health, right? Right?
Why would he lie to you?
Well, that's the kind of thing that a Papadakis would do.
No.
You know, you say, hey, how do you say good health? Like, oh, I'll slip an a-hole on this guy. He'll never know, right? Is it Yasum? Yasum, right? Yasum. Good health, right? Oh, I just looked it up. No good.